はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here. End of the year special number 3, as always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialists. Now, as it's the end of the year and there's so much going on in Japan, we're taking this last week of the year to get you up to date, tell you about customs, events, other things going on in Japan, so that if you're on your way here, if you're here, or if you just want to know, you'll know. Joining me in the studio today is Natsuko-san and Yoshi-san, here to help us out with today's topic.
こんにちは。
よろしくお願いします。
Yoshi-san, what are we talking about today?
季節の食べ物。
Seasonal food.
いいですね。
Very nice. Seasonal foods is probably better. Seasonal food. Now, Yoshi-san, what season is it here in Japan?
冬, winter.
So it's cold. And throughout Japan, it's pretty cold. Yeah, so we're going to have a lot of hot foods. Whether you're... Oh, that's right. Yoshi-san again joining us from Nagasaki. Whether you're down in Kyushu or up in Hokkaido. Now, there's probably a big difference, but it's still pretty much cold throughout Japan, with the exception of Okinawa. I could feel that some people out there were getting ready to hit the comments, Okinawa is warm, but we covered ourselves there. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about seasonal foods. Main four seasonal foods on the islands of Honshu, Shikoku, Kyushu, and Hokkaido. We're not going to get too regional, but kind of general seasonal foods. Natsuko-san, why don't you hit us off with the first food? Give us something good. Yep.
Kaki.
Oysters. Now, Natsuko-san, are we eating these raw? How are we preparing them? How are we eating them? What's good? Where's good? Let us know everything you can.
I think we eat it raw, of course.
Uh-huh.
But we also put them in nabe, right?
Natsuko-san, can you elaborate a little bit here? What's nabe?
Well, how about Japanese-style stew?
Yeah, I think that works. Yoshi-san?
Bunch of stuff in a pot.
Yeah. Now, we should kind of explain the situation a little bit better. I think stew's pretty good, but I think it's the way that you eat it and everything, the atmosphere surrounding it, that makes nabe nabe.
Yes.
Because nabe, right, literally translated, is just pot.
Yes.
But when we say nabe, it's not just a pot. It's kind of an event.
Yes.
So Natsuko-san, tell us all about it.
So we prepare broth and, of course, a pot.
Yeah.
Yes. Nabe. And we prepare broth. We prepare vegetables and meat, fish, well, whatever you like to put in. You can actually put anything in nabe.
Anything goes.
Anything. Yes. And anything good.
I know Yoshi is going to have some good stories for us in just 1 minute. He's really going to test the bounds of put anything in the nabe. But, okay. So you get all the vegetables, you get all the ingredients. Then you have the pot.
Yes.
Then you have the broth.
Yes.
Where do we go from here?
You heat the broth.
Wait 1 second.
Oh.
Now, if I had never experienced nabe, I would think that this nabe is sitting on a stove.
Yes.
In the kitchen. With one person cooking it and everybody waiting. Is this how we usually eat it?
No.
No.
The pot is placed on the center of the table.
Uh-huh.
And here in Japan, we have a special stove. It's a really small one used for nabe. So you can place it on the table and put the nabe onto the stove.
Yeah, it's a little gas burner. About a foot by a foot. And inside that, this horrified me the first time I saw it, being American, we're really paranoid of gas. You put the gas into it, right in front of your eyes. You close it, you turn the gas on. Everybody's sitting eye level. If this thing, oh, we won't even talk about that, but like you light it, then you put the nabe on top, and then the broth starts to boil. And at this time, everybody's drinking something and chit-chatting. Then once the broth boils,
you put in the ingredients.
Yep.
In the broth.
Then Yoshi-san, how does everybody eat it?
Everyone can just reach their hand into nabe and take whatever they want.
Hands?
And, with chopsticks.
I told you Yoshi would have some really good stories.
Or also, like, if you have someone, like your mom or someone in church, the person can also serve you, you know, into your plate.
So it's fairly freestyle. you You can serve yourself or you can be served by someone.
Freestyle eating. There's a term we have to coin, Natsuko. I'm going to see if there's a trademark on that. Freestyle eating. Would you like to come over some freestyle eating?
Doesn't it sound good?
Sounds very good. So there's this atmosphere around it. And now, Natsuko-san, here's the million-dollar question. How long does a nabe dinner go on?
Forever.
Yeah. Pretty much till you run out of gas, ingredients, or pass out.
Pass out?
Yeah. I mean, strike that last one off the record. So pretty much it lasts until you run out of gas, food, or other ingredients. It can go on for hours. Just eating, talking, drinking, having a good time.
I'm not sure whether you noticed or not, but actually sukiyaki is a kind of a nabe.
Really?
Yes. That's one type of nabe.
Okay. I get where you're coming from, but what about the rest of everybody else? What's sukiyaki?
Didn't you have sukiyaki recently, Peter-san? The tabehodai sukiyaki.
All you can eat sukiyaki. Yes, I did. Yeah, that's right.
Really?
Yeah. And my wife was very, very disappointed in the amount we ate.
Why?
Actually, Marvin, the intern, also came. And feeding time. So we went to an all-you-can-eat, and Marvin also doesn't eat as much. And my wife really likes to eat. And she actually made a comment. She's like, I can't believe you guys. You know, it's too bad Yoshi wasn't here.
I don't know what she meant.
Yoshi's all-you-can-eat reputation precedes himself.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Yoshi looks... doesn't look like he can eat too much, but yeah. He is Akaji Yoshi. He causes a severe loss to the store. That's foolish enough to let him in for an all-you-can-eat. Okay, get back on track here. So sukiyaki is similar to a nabe, but with a nabe, there's a large amount of broth, so things are kind of boiled. With sukiyaki, you have a sauce, and you have raw meat, and you take the raw meat, raw beef or pork, and you put it into the fry pan, or kind of like a nabe, but the sauce is very thin. So this nabe experience... we really wound up talking about this for a long time, but there's just so much around it. Nabe, it's good. Now, there's one word that I think if I say, will really turn this nabe into a 100% Japanese experience.
Wait.
Kotatsu.
Oh, yes.
Now, a kotatsu is a small table. When I say small, I guess that's hard to understand. It's a low table, very low to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 to 3 feet off the ground. And the bottom of the kotatsu is actually a heater.
Mm-hmm.
So you heat your legs.
Yes.
With the kotatsu.
Mm-hmm. And there's a blanket covered over the table.
So usually you have the table, the kotatsu, then on top you put a blanket, then on top you put another table which you actually serve the food off of.
Yeah, tabletop.
Yeah. Thank you, Natsuko. Tabletop. So before you start eating, you get under the kotatsu and it keeps your legs very warm.
Yes.
And as your legs are warm, your body's warm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only thing about the kotatsu is you have to keep your legs under the table for a long period of time in the same position. And you're sitting actually on the ground, on the tatami.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing kind of takes place in a span of 2 to 3 feet.
That's the usual living style in Japan.
Yeah. I still can't understand how 4 people's legs go under there. And it's like the Bermuda Triangle. The legs just don't hit each other or...
they hit.
They do.
But there's still enough room. I don't know how all the legs get in there.
The Japanese people have short legs. Just for that.
Yoshi, we should have a kotatsu camera to actually see what's going on down there. Like the legs are all...
It would be fun. I would do it. But there's also an old style horigotatsu.
What's that?
Like if you go to an old house, they still have them. Or like old style Japanese restaurants, maybe?
Or hotels, Japanese style hotels. The space under kotatsu is kind of carved downwards. So you can sit like sitting on a chair.
As opposed to when you sit on a kotatsu in a tatami room and there's nothing, there's no space underneath. Your legs are straightforward or folded.
Mm-hmm. But using horigotatsu, you can just sit on the rim.
I like that. That sounds nice.
Yes, it's... You can sit longer inside.
All right, so... Nabe, kotatsu. These are two things that kind of bring up the image of winter. At least for me in Japan.
Me too.
Yoshi-san, are you with us?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... Getting back to what we started, kaki.
It was a long way.
A long way. Because kaki nabe is actually quite popular.
Yes.
Oyster nabe.
Mm-hmm.
You put the oysters in with the vegetables. Very, very nice.
Yes.
Yoshi-san, do you have a particular favorite kind of nabe?
Oh, I like everything. Like, there's so many different styles.
See, this is why my wife said it was regrettable that you weren't there. Your reputation, the joy in your voice.
Is there any special nabe in Nagasaki?
I can't think of any special nabe from Nagasaki. But right now, the salmon nabe, shake nabe, sounds good right now.
Ah.
Is that the Hokkaido style nabe?
Ishikari nabe. Ah.
Yeah, with salmon and I think potato.
Oh, it sounds very good.
Yes, and in misos.
The broth is miso.
Yeah, miso taste.
The soybean base. Mm-hmm. Oh, that does sound very good.
It is.
I like kimchi.
Oh, yes.
A little spicy.
Mm-hmm. That's really popular, isn't it?
Yeah, with some pork. Oh, and long green onions, negi.
Yes.
Sounds very nice.
Very nice.
Natsuko-san, how about you?
I like nabe using chicken. Tori nabe, chicken, hakusai, that's the vegetable. Chinese cabbage. And also negi, or maybe mizuna.
What's mizuna?
I think that's originally a vegetable in Kyoto. It looks like a really delicate spinach.
All right, we're going to have to check that one out.
Let's have the picture of mizuna on the website.
Yeah, that's what we'll do, because right now I'm drawing a blank. Okay, so we spent all this time on nabe. We actually were way over. But there's one more thing related to nabe that we should probably squeeze into this episode to kind of cover the soup base seasonal foods. Yoshi-san, I'll give you a hint. It's the first thing you smell when you walk into a convenience store.
Oden.
How do we make this into English?
The great winter food in Japan.
Works for now. Again, we'll have the English on our website. Now, who can tell us about oden?
This is also a type of nabe, right?
Yes. Is that the right answer?
So they boil lots of different things in the broth.
For example, eggs,
Japanese radish, daikon,
minced chicken, cabbage, vegetables,
tofu.
Oh,
chikuwa. Hanpen.
Yeah, what is hanpen? Like a sponge?
Yeah, it's fish meat.
Fish meat.
Mm-hmm. But very delicate and fluffy.
Yeah.
Yeah, fish meat. I think it's mixed with egg yolk or something.
Some good chemicals in there to get that fluff.
Yeah.
And this is all available at almost any... Okay, we'll start with the bottom of the barrel. It's available at almost any convenience store in the winter season.
Yes.
7-Eleven, Lawson. Walk in, you'll know right away from the smell. You can smell the oden. You can walk up. You can pick what you want. One of these. They'll put it in a little styrofoam cup for you. Eat it outside.
It's really good.
I really strongly recommend if you're in Japan, if you're visiting, definitely get some of this. Yoshi-san, in a regular winter season, how often do you eat this?
Quite often. I also recommend you to go to yatai.
Which is?
Night market.
Or nightstand. Or like nightstand, like a shop just open at night.
Like on the street.
Yeah.
And oden is a popular food for this season. You see lots of... Japanese businessman, like on the way home, they stop by, drink sake, and eat oden.
Yeah, it can be a snack or a full meal.
Yes.
Depending on the place you eat it at.
Mm-hmm. And depending on what you eat.
Good point. So the convenience store and the nightstands, the night market, probably just a quick snack. But there are specialized restaurants for this.
Yes.
I haven't been to one, but Natsuko, have you?
Yeah, there's one in Akasaka.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think more than one, but I went one in Akasaka.
How big is the difference between the tastes? Pretty big?
Oh, yes, because it was Western style, Kyoto style.
Oh, wow.
It was good.
Yoshi-san, have you ever been to this kind of store?
Not yet.
What about homemade oden? Like, at your house, have you ever made it?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds good, too.
Very good.
Yeah, it's a fun meal that brings you a great atmosphere at home. Like, everyone can join in and like, come around the table.
Yeah, it's a great experience. You know, you're actually cooking together, eating together. It's the whole atmosphere that eating a nabe creates. You know, everyone starts from the same place. Yeah. A lot of times, if someone's making the food, they have to run around, get everything, then they sit down, everyone starts. This is an ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, more about this on the website. Oh, great time of year in Japan.
Yes.
Okay, we'll be back tomorrow with more about this, things going on in Japan in this season. That's going to do it for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。